Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This whole thing with the Nick disaster, because it's just such a
What'd you think?
I'm not surprised. Well, they're surprised. The problem is now Mills has got to go. They got to get Mills out. And Perry, I don't think Perry's really been good or bad, but he's got to go with him. Mills has to go. He's been there 20 years. The problem is he's Dolan's buddy. And I'm telling you, bro, to me, maybe the biggest problem is that who really wants to work for Dolan? That's an issue.
Well, Phil Jackson did it.
Yeah, because
Walsh did it.
Look at all the money he threw at
Well, that's going to be the key. Look, if you're Masai Ujiri, who is the apple of Dolan's eye, and he should be, he's a tremendous executive, and he's ripped the Knicks off a couple of times. You got to give him power. You got to give him money. And you got to give him authority.
Just like Donnie Walsh was great. He came here. He got him immediately under the salary cap when nobody said he could do it. And then the whole LeBron thing turned into a joke. It really did. And look, he jumped over Donnie.
Not the LeBron thing, the Melo thing.
Well, the Melo thing, but I'm getting to that. Even the LeBron thing.
What did they do wrong with LeBron?
No, he didn't do anything. But it's almost like Dolan blamed Walsh for not getting LeBron. And the whole thing with Melo, you're 100% right, because Melo, he didn't want to trade all these guys. He probably didn't have to trade everybody he traded.
Yeah, it was a weird poker game.
It was terrible.
The Melo thing was a poker game because in one breath, the Nuggets are threatening to trade him to the Nets, New Jersey. Let's just call him New Jersey because they went out to Brooklyn Nets to trade him to New Jersey, and Melo was not agreeing that he would sign a long-term contract.
Right.
So the Knicks could have pushed it further and said, we know you're not trading him
to
New Jersey. Right. And they gave up more.
And he couldn't wait to give up anything to get him here.
Look, you're right. Steve Mills has been a terrible executive.
Oh, God.
And you're right that James Dolan has not been a great owner. But I'll tell you something that annoyed me a little bit. Actually, annoyed me a lot. And that is Rick Carlisle, Steve Kerr, and Greg Popovich. Because, listen, they're all really good head coaches. I have great respect for what they do as coaches. They are not sitting there watching the Knicks every day. They're not.
Right. And Kerr didn't want to coach here anyway.
Oh, and that's fine. And Kerr made a joke, hey, if I took the job, I would have been fired. But what annoyed me is anybody watching the Knicks knows David Fizdale was not a good head coach.
No, right.
So as soon as the Knicks eventually made the decision they needed to make, which was right, to get rid of Fizdale, I got to hear them. He's a great coach. He got hosed. The Knicks are a mess.
Yeah.
Look, the Knicks are a mess.
Right.
But both things can be true. They can be a mess, and Fizdale can be a bad coach.
Right.
And to hear – see, if you just say, look, you feel – Kenny, I thought, handled it well, my coach. When you said, look, I feel bad for him. It stinks. I think he's a good coach. He says he thinks he's a good coach. He's a nice guy. I feel bad. I got these other guys using it as an excuse to attack the Knicks.
Right.
There's plenty
of
reasons to attack the Knicks. David Fizdale contributed to their issues.
Of course he did.
He was not a good coach.
Of course he did. But see, but it just goes back to the real problem, and that's that the Knicks have now become basically a laughingstock. You know what I mean, bro? That's what they are.
I get it.
I mean, and it all starts with Dolan. And who's the guy that's going to come here and who's the guy that's going to – it's almost similar to the Jets situation. Who's the guy that's going to come to the Knicks and save the franchise?
You know what the problem is,
Joe? Who is that guy?
This conversation, this point that you're making, you and me and everyone else made the same point 5 years ago, years ago, years ago. It's a cycle.
Of course it is.
And then you think, oh, maybe Donnie's the guy. Oh, maybe Phil Jackson's the guy. Oh, wait.
Phil never really wanted to be here, I don't think, either. He just came here for the money.
Well, but that's how you're going to get anybody.
I understand.
Why is Ujiri going to come here?
No, look, that's why I'm concerned that you're ever really going to get any real big guy to come and do this.
They don't need a big guy. They need the right guy.
The right guy.
Sean Marks wasn't a big guy.
No, I know.
You need a smart executive.
I understand. But this, when you got guys like Popovich and Kerr, and who's the other? Carlisle, ripping the franchise, ripping the organization. Fizdale's great. The Knicks are a joke. Da 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 da. I mean, who wants to come here and deal with that?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It was frustrating because I get it. The Knicks are a joke. All that's
true.
Mills, terrible executive. All that's true. But it just seemed, let me helicopter in. I don't watch every Knick game. And I'm not expecting Rick Carlisle to watch every Knick game. He's the coach of the Mavericks. I get it.
None of those guys are.
He must think the Knicks are great. He's 0-2 against them. So he must think the Knicks are this juggernaut.
Right. That's the only team they can beat.
Right. But they don't know. They don't watch this team every day. They don't know that he wasn't doing a good job. Is this a great roster? No. But both of those things can be true. They can be a mess of an organization. They could have a flawed roster, and they could also have a head coach that wasn't very good. All of that's true. And the real question is, where do they go from here? Julius Randle looks like a very low IQ player. That's what watching him every day.
Yep.
You know, sometimes you get an appreciation for guys when you see him every day. I think Marcus Morris I've gotten a great appreciation for. He's better than maybe you thought.
No, he's a good player. He's
but Julius Randle feels like the opposite right now.
Yeah.
And we saw a couple of differences in Miller's first game as coach of the Knicks. We saw a few differences. He didn't change much, but he rewarded Elfrid Payton. Elfrid Payton was playing well in this game. He ended up getting the big minutes, and Frank Ntilikina didn't nearly get the same minutes. Dennis Smith stink. He only played 10 minutes. He got him off the floor. So we did see some positive differences from the Knicks, who had a chance in the Indiana game. Their defense played well in the final 4 minutes, kept it close. Problem was, you know, you've talked about their free-throwing abilities all year long.
It's unbelievable.
When Julius Randle goes to the line down two, I think everybody knew he was missing one of them.
Yeah. Well, their free-throw shooting is really getting historically bad. And now they got to go out on the West Coast. How many games are they playing on the West Coast? They play Portland, what, Tuesday, is it?
Tuesday, and then back-to-back, they play Golden State on Wednesday, which jumps out at you as a winnable game, but it's a back-to-back.
Don't count on it.
Sacramento Friday, Denver Sunday.
Right.
So if you get a win, you're thrilled.
Yeah.
But look, this season is going down the sewer. We know that.
But this season is going down the sewer historically.
I mean,
they're on their way to really, you know, forget 17 wins. Well, I mean, where they're going.
I think they'll get to the 17 wins, but even if they do, this will be the worst 2-year stretch in the history of the franchise.
Yeah.
And that's saying a lot.
Yeah, I know. And we're not even putting Derek Fisher's year in there.
No.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, let me ask you this.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to it. I don't know.
The other controversy that hit the Knicks over the weekend is how they did it. The fact that Coach Fizdale had a practice, met the media.
And then they let him go later
then
on.
Then they fired him.
Right,
and then there was no statement from the Knicks. There was no quote attributed to Scott Perry or Steve Mills.
Right.
And even now, after 2 days later, they did come out with a statement. They haven't explained to their fans. Forget the media. It's not about the media. It's about the fans. They haven't explained to their fans their vision. They haven't said anything. Like, hey, here's who Mike Miller is. Let me introduce you to who this guy is and what we think of him and why we moved on from Fizdale and what our plan is for the future. It's not about they have to talk to Stephon Bondi. No offense to him. It's not that they have to talk to Ian Begley, who will be with us. It's not about that. They got to talk to their fans. I know this as a Jet fan, as a Net fan, too, as a Met fan. When my team stinks, I actually want to hear them talk to me
and
explain what they're going to do about it.
I don't think they have a plan. They don't know what their plan is.
Well, that's a problem.
Of course it is. But isn't that really the issue? They don't really have a plan, bro. What's their plan? Their plan is they dump Fizdale after 2 games when a team didn't show up to play. I mean, look, he's been bad all year. I'm not saying that. And they had no plan going forward. Okay, we'll make Mike Miller the coach. Where do we go from here? Right? I mean, what is the plan?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if the planner is even Steve Mills anymore.
Because it
sounds
be.
Like he is on the hot seat. That's what Isola wrote in The Athletic, that he's on the hot seat.
Well,
he should
be. The guy's been there for over 20 years. I mean, the guy has been part of – Steve Mills has been here basically for the entire disaster of the last 20 years.
No doubt. And, you know, I was thinking about you because you've said it many times, and you haven't been wrong. You said, hey, the Knicks haven't done anything stupid. And even to this moment, they still have.
No.
Right?
No.
Julius Randle, it's not a long-term deal they can get out of it.
None of them are long-term.
It's all short-term. They've acquired assets. They haven't traded first-round picks, except here's the problem. No more of they didn't do anything stupid. Now they have to do things that are smart.
Something.
They have to do things that are smart.
Right.
You know, I watched Devontae Graham look like an NBA player with the Charlotte Hornets. I watched Kendrick Nunn look like an NBA player. How about what my team is doing? They're not doing it with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. They have to develop players. Mitchell Robinson played better on Saturday night. He's got to continue to grow. And then they've got to find some gems, which, by the way, in this NBA, you can find them out of the G League. The Nets have. The Hornets have. Everybody has. And the Knicks did once. Jeremy Lin. They found him. They developed him. And then they left.
Didn't last long.
But they have to, instead of the bar being they haven't done anything stupid, which they haven't, and that's great. They didn't trade for Chris Paul. Great. Let's have a party. They didn't trade for Russell Westbrook. Super. Now they've got to start doing smart things instead of the bar simply they haven't done anything dumb.
Who are the guys doing it?
You know, it's Mills and Perry.
Well, that's a problem. I mean, that's really a problem. They have to get a real basketball guy in here that knows what the hell he's doing. And who is that guy, and is he going to come here? I mean, to me, that's a big, big issue. Who wants to work for Dolan?
It's always been the issue.
But and that's why it's 20 years of what it's been. The reputation is so bad at the Garden. When you got guys, and you just said it, you got guys like Popovich, Carter laughing at the name. You know they're a laughing stock.
You know what the problem is, too? Let's say Dolan isn't even really that involved. Let's just say he's not doing anything. He's been quiet. Perception is reality.
Of course.
So even if Dolan's been better the last few years,
of course.
You just nailed it. The perception out there is still that. It's still bad.
You look at what had the Charles Oakley situation, how he handled that. You know, you look at the whole thing with Steve Kerr, with Marv. Marv was basically telling Kerr, you're crazy to take the job. I mean, we pretty much know that. When they used to work together as broadcasting together. I mean, so the reputation is out there that nobody wants to work for him. Phil Jackson came here because he threw a ton of money at him, and he wasn't going to coach the team. Because Phil was never coaching a team because he knew it would kill his record if he coached this garbage. So he was never doing that. He threw all this money at him, and Phil turned out to be a guy that's not a great GM. I mean, really, he was a great coach. He's not a great GM. So, Donnie Walsh did a terrific job here. And then, like you said, then when it got to crunch time, Dolan jumped over him.
Yeah.
So who's that guy? I don't know. Tell me who that guy is.
Well, right now, the dream is Masai Ujiri.
Okay.
That's the dream. Yeah. It was the same dream the Wizards had. They tried to get him, too.
Well.
And the question is, will Masai look at this opportunity as, I've got a chance to become a legend. I've got a chance to turn the New York Knicks around. That's what Knicks fans try to tell themselves want to do.
Yep.
Elite players haven't done it because elite players haven't walked through that door yet.
Yep.
Maybe Masai, who's a great story when you think about what he's accomplished and where he came from. Maybe he's the guy.
Well, I don't know, bro, but I think that the perception of this ownership and this play and the Knicks is so bad.
It's bad.
That's the problem. I mean, look, I got to be honest with you. If you had a situation where you just heard it was so bad. Okay, how much money are you ready to throw at me? But all I've heard is it's so bad. Bro, do you really want to get involved in it? Is it really worth that money to go there with the headache that you're going to have doing this? And then the chances are that 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you're going to get dumped anyway?
I get it. I totally get it.
So I don't know. Who is that guy?
And even the young, hungry executive, because I remember for different reasons why the net job was so unappealing. It was unappealing because they had no picks. Like, why would you want that job? It was a terrible job.
Right, right.
But a young executive got an opportunity. I wonder, even with that good young executive, if they will be talked out of that opportunity thinking, hey, it's not going to work.
Right.
But
because you got guys, that, like I said, there's guys all over the place that are whispering to guys in the area, hey, you don't want to go work there.
But here's a bottom line for Dolan, whether what everybody is saying is true or not true. That's the perception, and you got to change it. And I don't know how he does it.
I don't know how he does it.
Well, you win, but how do you get the guy to get you to win?
I don't know. Maybe the answer is, like I said, make Gorton and JD run the Knicks.
right.
Could they do worse?
Hey, good win last night,
right? Oh, my God. They shut out the Vegas last night. The Rangers, they got something going, the Rangers.
Their rebuild took about 35 minutes.
It's
amazing.
Panarin had another goal. I mean, he's been phenomenal.
He's been great.
No, they're playing
terrific
hockey.
They're right there in the playoff race, too.
Had a big game. Another shutout. They got something going.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.